Welcome to the Whistleblower Newsroom. I'm Celia Farber, and I'm here with my co-host, Christina Borgeson. We've had a little break for a few weeks. PRN moved studios, and we're in our new and
fabulous
studio. We're very happy. Good to be back. Lots to talk about. Today, our subject is going to be this bizarre situation with this sex cult called, I can't even say it, Nexium. Is that right?
Yep.
We had a verdict of guilty, 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 guilty 2 days ago against cult leader Keith Raniere. Keith Raniere, who was found guilty on Wednesday. Today is June 21st, so this happened on June 19th. Sex trafficking, racketeering, and conspiracy by a Brooklyn jury, and it took them only 4 hours to deliberate. And this is just a deep, strange, and I think very important story. The tentacles of this reach into the heart of the Democratic Party. And our guest today, who we hope is going to be with us and we think is going to call in very shortly, can address this. He's been at the forefront of reporting this story for the outlet that he is the editor-in-chief of. It's called Big League Politics. And his name is Patrick Howley. So we're hoping to have him shortly. But meanwhile, we're just going to jump right in and try to sort of sort this thing out and make heads or tails of it. I'll just start with my opening perspective on this is that I think it's very significant, not just politically, but I think spiritually there's something really important to look at here, namely the rise of what you might call neo-Satanism. And it's very alarming how all these groups and people are just getting into very dark stuff. Why are they doing that? What's that all about? Christina sent me an email this morning that was along these lines, and really shocking and disturbing that there was a government meeting in Hawaii.
No, I think it's Alaska, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, Hawaii. Sorry, Alaska. And there was a woman there who did an invocation of the meeting, and it was a Hail Satan prayer. And people, at least, this is reassuring, people kind of freaked out.
Well, first of all, You went into this neo-Satanism stuff, and what's the connection? I think you should tell our audience the connection between this Satanism and Nexium. I'm totally weirded out by all this, by the way. But go ahead.
I'm representing myself.
Go ahead.
I said in the beginning, this is my perspective and my.
Don't get me wrong, Celia. I love and respect you, so I'm listening. Okay.
Well,
just so you
know. So Keith Raniere. The thing we know most that's most, I guess, shocking, and not the most shocking and lurid, but the thing we all know if we know nothing else about Nexium is that Keith Raniere branded women who he made sex slaves, not just in sort of in his imagination, but literally they were confined to spaces for years, many of them young girls, as young as 15. Wait a second, I'm getting to it. Brought in from Mexico, etc. And they when they did this branding ritual, this has been in some of the reportage, not all of it, but Patrick Howley certainly writes about this. He made it very clear that he wanted this to be ritualistic, satanistic, carried out as in terms of Luciferian rituals, which we don't know that much about, but that's what we're hoping to talk to Patrick Howley about. There was a lot about this group where they get into ritualistic Satanism. Now, what that means exactly is another question, but do you think something like this happens with branding and orgies and all this without there being some kind of, you know, spirit intention, I would say, behind it? Look, we can leave this And I want to hear from you, why do you think this story is important? Is it just a one-off cult? Is it just a, you know, like a cult that now that they're all, they've all been caught and apprehended, they're going to prison, we can forget about it, it doesn't matter to...
I'll tell you what really bothers me about this thing, this NXIVM thing, is the fact that there just seems to be a plethora now of reports from various groups, large, like, you know, as large as the Catholic Church, to there now reports Scientology, you know, court there's some court filings now against Scientology enslaving people. This is enslaving people. We spoke a few weeks ago to what was his name again, who, you know, wrote about the pedophile ring. We've got, you know, the whole Pizzagate thing that sort of floats around and with all these details.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Christina, it's all Luciferian.
And the other thing that's interesting is the same names keep popping up. Mm-hmm. You know, this apparently NXIVM was lobbying Hillary and paid through Claire Bronfman, who bundled money for her, campaign donations for her. And, you know, the Clintons, I mean, he was on Epstein's Lolita Express.
Right.
And also, remember, Laura Silsby and the child trafficking in Haiti, which was also connected to the Clintons, because Silsby was, you know, Huma Abedin and Hillary were constantly in touch with this woman. There were all these connections.
Let me jump in here. I want to read from an article by Patrick Howley at Big League Politics, and I'm now going to substantiate what I opened with, why I brought up Satanism. Okay, this is Patrick Howley writing in Big League Politics. The NXIVM sex cult's leader, Keith Raniere, now on trial in Brooklyn for sex trafficking and racketeering aimed for his branding of female sex slaves to be, quote, like a sacrifice, referring to the practice of human sacrifice, which is practiced in satanic rituals. Do you think the person who's being branded should be held to the table almost like a sacrifice, Raniere said to his one-time co-conspirator Allison Mack in a 2017 conversation that was captured on audio tape. That's a feeling of submission. It probably should be a more vulnerable position. Laying on the back, legs spread straight, held to the table, hands above the head, probably held almost like sacrificial. Have I persuaded you at all?
Well,
there's something to this. What about Marina Abramović? What about the WikiLeaks Podesta files? Well, all these satanic rituals in converging with political operatives,
right? Well,
or being into Satanism and spirit cooking and that bizarre party that they had in L.A. or event that they had in L.A. where they were cutting the, you know, they had these women's bodies that were cakes and they cut them open and they cut the, it's
like that movie Eating Raoul.
They're into it, you know. It's all over the culture. This is not in question. It's all over the culture. It's like the new hip thing for these people. And
is it new?
Well, it's on the surface now, and it's almost like in a weird way trendy.
Wow.
So they're normalizing.
Now I'm so weirded out. I can barely speak.
Well, Did you read the Podesta files in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, talk about that's those. When, okay. Talk about some of the details.
Okay,
those. And it really makes you wonder what is going on that nobody nothing gets into the courts,
right?
With these people,
right?
Look at Epstein. I mean, this massive effort, you know, powerful. It's not so massive. It just takes a few powerful people on the federal level and, dealing with a few locals on the local level, which is exactly what happens. And all of a sudden, Epstein's, you know, entire operation is reduced to a couple of counts of whatever, you know. So that's the crazy thing, is how do you, first of all, what is the entire landscape? Is it national? Is it international?
Right.
With these powerful people?
Right.
You know, again, you see, you know, Hollywood, the Catholic Church. Now you see, you know, NXIVM connected to people like Claire Bronfman, who's a, you know, they're a huge family. You know, the Clintons. And the Clintons are involved in several of the, their names pop up in several of these things.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And there are people from Hillary Clinton's inner circle who have come out, of Secret Service men, perhaps, who have said that she, and this is in books, this is documented, that she attended sort of satanic churches where witches.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's weird. Yeah.
Huma Abedin. I mean, you can't tell me you are married to someone and you don't know that they're doing weird stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on.
Well, you asked me about the Podesta files.
Okay.
So, when I read, 2016, Julian Assange, let me take it out of the, you know, Julian Assange's whole MO was, this isn't about me, WikiLeaks, this is about eliminating the kill the messenger system in journalism. Okay, so WikiLeaks publishes the Podesta emails. And the first thing that got reported that everybody went, you know, what to, was an email from John Podesta, Tony Podesta. Which one is which? The Democratic Party former. Okay. So the brother of Tony
John Podesta.
Wait, John Podesta is Democratic Party.
He was White House
Tony,
Chief of Staff to Clinton.
Thank you. Tony Podesta is the brother who is the unbelievably bizarre, you know, he's the one who had all the paintings in his house that then became Pizzagate.
Yeah, those weird paintings of...
Beyond weird. Children that seem to be, you know, that are have ropes around their necks and they're naked and they're in swimming pools. And
very strange stuff.
That's connected to the Pizzagate story. But the first thing that the people really reacted to was that they were invited to and attended, I believe, a spirit cooking dinner at the home of, call her a straight up, you know, Luciferian affiliated artist, Marina Abramović, because she's open about it. I'm not, you know, slandering her. So the spirit cooking thing was all this, like, they have a child, I mean, a mock child, not an actual child, like a doll resembling a child in a corner. They cover it in blood. They throw, like, buckets of blood. The blood is mixed with, I don't know, semen and breast milk. And, you know, and Tony Podesta was seen holding up some kind of satanic symbol and writing emails about cutting. They have like stuff like rituals where they cut the finger. I don't know, Christina, but it's highly abnormal.
It's interesting. So what you get from people who are saying this is all BS, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear the counter argument.
Yes. It says here, and I'm trying to look and see what this debunking website is. Marina Abramović's spirit cooking. It says, days before the election, WikiLeaks released a batch of emails containing a note from performance artist Marina Abramović to Tony Podesta, brother of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta, and set off a strange chain reaction of accusations that tied Clinton and Podesta to the occult and Satan worshiping. Okay, so... breaking the fake news. Of all the crazy tales fabricated in this election, this one might have been the most insane. Not just for the paranoid conspiracy posited by the alt-right Clinton satanic network, but for the fact that a performance artist, Marina Abramović, found herself tossed into the hollow core of the nation's election news cycle, okay? So to recap what happened, an email Abramovich wrote to her long-term friend and collector, Tony Podesta, showed up in a WikiLeaks stack. In the email, Abramovich invited Podesta's brother, John, to join them at a spirit cooking. And it is concluded that she and Clinton's, and as a result, you know, it was concluded that she and Clinton's retinue are straight-up Satanists. For the record, spirit cooking is nothing but a little-known and measured in her oeuvre, a rather throwaway performance Abramovich did in an Italian gallery in 1996, in which she painted apparent instructions on the white wall with pig's blood. Instructions like, with a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand, eat the pain. Quote, close it. She also painted a small kind of icon in the corner with the blood, too. So,
yeah, that's not satanic. So let me.
No, but apparently this was not an event that they were being invited to, but this was a you know, an art performance that she was doing in a.
I thought it was at her home. Okay, well, we'll figure that
spirit
out.
Spirit cooking later evolved into a form of dinner party entertainment that Abramovich occasionally lays on for collectors, donors, and friends. That's where John Podesta comes in, or doesn't, since he never actually attended the dinner, where anyway, guests simply made soup, not out of blood or any other bodily fluid.
Oh, good.
While overseen by Abramovich in full-on comedy schoolmarm mode.
So let me read from The Guardian. The act of spirit cooking involves Abramovich's using pig's blood as a way of connecting with the spiritual world to cook up thoughts rather than food. A video of the practice shows her writing various statements with the blood, such as, with a sharp knife, cut deeply into your middle. That's what you just read, right? Okay. So the reason I read that is because the line, as a way of connecting with the spiritual world, that's where I think this is not just, it's not just surface random rituals. They believe in something.
This person who has known Marina for 14 years and wrote, I guess, a biography of her, says, I don't think she's ever actually worshipped anything. What she has done is graze world religions and esoteric spiritual practices as source material for experimental performances and as meditation tools to salve her bottomless emotional pain. She essentially takes the spiritual and squeezes it into the purely bodily. It's all about the management of stimulations, deprivations, and aesthetics to achieve, in a down-to-earth cause-and-effect way, certain physical effects and mental states. I mean,
that may be. Look, let me just say that, well,
I'm more troubled. Honestly, satanic, not satanic, you know, whatever. I'm more concerned about the actual things that we know to be true. For example, you know, Bill Clinton, he was definitely on that Lolita Express, you know, and Prince Andrew was on there, Dershowitz were on it. So that whole Lolita Express thing, we know that they were involved in underage, you know, pandering of girls.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think there's a connection between pedophilia, underage girls, sex trafficking,
Well, that is sex trafficking.
Well, sorry, that is sex trafficking. But do you think don't you think that's right next to the question of sort of something bordering on the satanic or straight into the satanic? Now, these questions are next to each other.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't know that much about Satanism. You know, I'm sure, you know, a Satanist could sit here and tell us, for example, well, it's not what you think. You know, Satan was God's fallen angel because he made some error, but Satan is not bad. Satan, you know, this is about even the invocation that woman in Alaska said, did. You know, it doesn't sound particularly awful.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well,
without getting into whether it's frightening or awful, which I think it is, because I'm a Christian, I'm concerned about this stuff. But I don't know enough about it at this point to say exactly how it fuels these It seems to me like these cults are dangerous precisely because they're operating from a set of principles, a set of beliefs that are a kind of inverted faith or religion, which I would call safe. So look, I think it's good that we represent differing perspectives.
I mean,
on this.
I have to say, it doesn't even matter that you're a Christian. It doesn't matter what I am. If this woman in her invocation is, saying,
well, but I'm speaking, this is what
this is what she says. Let's cast aside our differences to use reason, logic, science, and compassion to create solutions for the greater good of our community. It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you. That's what she said, apparently, or part of what she said. So, I mean, that doesn't sound bad to me on the face of it. So I guess what I'm trying to say
when we talk about child abuse, the phrase is satanic ritual child abuse. You know this from what was the big case?
I'm not saying that there might not be a dark side.
There's a connection between Satanism and child abuse.
You know, let me talk about voodoo for a minute. Okay,
great.
Because I was brought up, I was reared in Haiti,
right,
in the land of voodoo, by people who believed in it. As a matter of fact, the Help.
Yeah.
You know, I was brought up by my Haitian maids, okay, who believed in Catholicism and voodoo. And you know, people talk about voodoo being black magic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not being a proponent of Satanism or whatever or anything by saying all this. But, you know, voodoo is not, it's a set of rules that are actually very positive. It's a what do you call those religions that are connected to, you know, revering nature and whatever. Anyway, and their value systems were amazing value systems.
Okay.
I mean, my maids, you know, taught me. I didn't say the F word until I left Haiti, because my servants had me under
but
control.
But that's Christianity. You just said they were Catholic.
No, so, they were believers. On Sunday, they were believers in Catholicism. And on, you know, Saturday, they had their voodoo ceremonies.
But
okay?
weren't the voodoo
and
ceremonies
let's say,
to repel
and,
the
and
demonic?
And Catholicism, by the way, if Catholicism breeds as much pedophilia.
I know that.
As it, you know, I don't know why we should hold up Catholicism as some kind of paragon
We're
of
not.
Wonderfulness. But my point to you is that, you know, people who don't understand voodoo, because in Hollywood, voodoo is like some black magic thing, you know, and it involves black people, and it's both incredibly racist and wrong and derogatory towards voodoo, which is actually, it's a way of living and being and believing and communing with the spirits that not a lot of people outside of Haiti know about, you know? So,
well, is
not
it true that in voodoo, I don't know much about it, just is this
there
true?
Are dark arts.
Okay.
There are dark arts, okay, that some people do engage in.
Okay.
But generally speaking.
So there's like white, and what we, because here, here people tend to talk about white magic and black magic, so is there like.
Well, exactly, and I wonder, does that also apply to Satanism? White Satanism and black Satanism? I don't know. I don't know enough about Satanism. That's why, to me,
but you're
when
getting
we're talking...
Defensive
no.
Like, yes, you are, because
I'm not
I'm
getting
saying,
defensive.
I'm just observing that this is in the culture.
What I'm trying to say is, let's stick to what we know as the facts.
The fact is Satanism is rising in the
that's
culture.
That's not what... No, we were talking about Nexium. We're talking about
yes.
this cult.
And he says that he wants the rituals to be satanic. And he said about himself, quote, I'm just a demon.
Okay. Then he's doing the dark side of Satanism.
Yes.
Okay. All I'm saying is we don't know, just like the way they talk about voodoo, you know, we don't know if there's a white and a black side to it. I don't know, you know, and I'm not... Again, I'm not being a proponent of anything, but I don't want to speak out of my left ear either. And what I really want to do is I want to talk about why these groups can form, become huge, become, you know, and never, and, you know, so many of these kids have to be abused and their souls killed before the law steps in.
Well, if we had somebody here, and I hope we do in the future, who could explain what Satanism is, what they believe, why they go after children, why they believe in how they want to, you know, take souls and crush souls and all.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in this Patrick Halley, by the way. He hasn't called us, and, you know, that's... I don't like that in a guest.
If there's clearly a misunderstanding that's gone down.
Well, I hope it's a misunderstanding, because otherwise it's pretty rude, but... Anyway, my point is that, okay, so what do you think Keith is going to get? What do you think Claire Bronfman is going to get? Do you think she's going to go to jail for I don't know how many years having funded all this?
Well, listen to this. Rainier made sure to collect nude photos and other embarrassing information from victims to use as blackmail in case they ever wanted to leave. The prosecutor called out Rainier and his top deputies for using, over a 15-year period, tactics that destroyed their victims' sense of self. I mean, it's so evil.
The cult was about destroying
people's sense of self, entrapping them, enslaving them, branding them. And this reaches into, you know, this is, let's see. Okay, so Kristen, wait a minute, where is it here in the article? Why aren't people more shocked? Okay, first of all, why isn't this getting more coverage? When this implicates many major players in the Democratic Party who were involved in this cult.
But it's the same thing with the Epstein story. Right. I don't understand why Epstein isn't still in jail. I don't understand why he's not still in jail. And on top of that, I don't understand why, I don't care how powerful they are, the Prince Andrews and the Clintons and the whatever who were on his Lolita Express, why there haven't been investigations into, you know, what exactly they were doing, you know, traveling around with Epstein and on his, you know. I mean, there are victims. There are victims who have come forward. There are victims who have named, and I mean, that one girl, she had her picture taken with Prince Andrew.
Right.
Okay. And so, but again, that's just been shut down. And,
because
you know,
it's systemic. Everybody's part of it.
The biggest question to answer, and this is the person I'd like to have on here to discuss it. The biggest question is, how do you counter that system of suppression of the truth, of the crimes, of the corruption within the court system that allows these people to get away with it, that actually is used? I mean, the court system, that's paid for by the public, and it's being used against the public to protect these people who have committed these horrific crimes. And I'm telling you, crimes against children, I think, are the worst crimes a society can bear, because your children are the future of your society. And if you're abusing them and killing their souls, you know, the way that so many of these groups are, from the religious groups to, you know, the NXIVMs and the pedophile, the international pedophile rings and so on. I mean, there's so much pedophilia going on right now. I don't understand it. It's so big and it's so evil. I feel like screaming and crying even when I talk about it right now. It's like, how can that be?
Yep.
You know?
Well, speaking of which, so this is also from Big League Politics. The NXIVMs sex cult operations of various Rainbow Cultural Garden daycare centers.
Jesus.
Is now coming
Rainbow
under
Cultural
intense
Garden?
Scrutiny following cult leader conviction. The cult was found to have imported, this is important, the cult was found to have imported child sex slaves from Mexico, even providing them with fake identification to disguise the slaves' illegal immigrant status. The Rainbow Cultural Garden's human experiments on children in Albany came to light courtesy of NXIVM whistleblower Frank Parlato, and the state of Florida recently stepped in to shut down the Rainbow Cultural Garden in Miami. The cultural garden is overseen by Hillary Clinton donor and illegal bundler Claire Bronfman, who might face more charges, including visa fraud, in connection to the NXIVM case.
Okay.
They do, wait, one more thing, sorry. They do human fright experiments where they subject women to surprise graphic viewing, similar to A Clockwork Orange, Parlato told Big League Politics. The Albany-based garden hosted Dr. Brandon Porter's sick experiments. The most diabolical experiments that he conducts are experiments where babies are subjected to a constant succession of strangers who take care of them instead of their parents, and the strangers teach them foreign languages.
Yeah, one teaches them a different language, so they end up being confused and really...
All right, so I ask again, what is this? What is this? What is the idea, or I would call it the evil spirit behind this. So
evil.
You think evil is just evil. It doesn't have an order to it. It doesn't come from
something. I think there is organized evil. There's all kinds. There are all different types of organized evil.
But
and that's,
they believe
that's one
in
of them.
Something. What do they believe in? Why are they doing this? They believe in evil, but they're not, they don't believe in say. I think they're Satanists. Sorry.
I'm not saying that they're not evil people who are, I'm not saying that there are not Satanists who are evil people in doing this thing and doing it in the name of Satan. I'm not saying that.
So the Church of Satan is a church and it has a membership, and the membership has exploded in recent years. I don't have the numbers
why
in front
that?
Of me. That's what I'm trying to talk about. And why are we so resistant and reluctant to talk about this?
Okay. I agree with you. Before we get into that, because let's hold that thought, I'm very interested in exploring that with you, okay?
Okay.
I want to talk to you because you were talking about the Clinton donor, Claire Bronfman, and everything. And I want to go back. Of course, you know, Haiti is close to my heart. Anything that's done to hurt Haitian people hurts me. But anyway, so the Clinton-Silsby trafficking scandal. Let's go back to that for a minute.
Yes.
It's very interesting that you have to remember. So just people listening who might, oh, yeah, Pizzagate, you know. Contrary to reports in the media, okay, who said that the crowdsourced investigation, Pizzagate investigation, began with internet sleuths digging through the WikiLeaks Podesta files. What the whole Silsby Clinton thing, Laura Silsby trafficking those Haitian kids, began with the shocking discovery that Hillary and Bill Clinton provided assistance to convicted child trafficker Laura Silsby, resulting in a reduced sentence for child trafficking.
Correct.
Okay. Now, she was arrested at the Haitian border, okay? She was trying to smuggle 33 kids out of Haiti without documentation. Her sentences and charges were reduced after an intervention by Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
In the aftermath of her arrest, her originally retained lawyer, Jorge Puello, was arrested in connection with an international smuggling ring accused of trafficking women and minors from Central America and Haiti. The revelation of this news in November was ignored by the Western media or attacked by Clinton-controlled publications.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading this from, it's Zero Hedge, I believe.
Zero Hedge, okay. Right.
So, again...
So the establishment media is not reporting on this. In fact, and they're not. It's just unbelievable. This is not. NXIVM was barely in the news when this, when the sentencing happened the other day. It's barely been covered, and I want to know why. Anything the mainstream media avoids is highly significant. Why are they avoiding it? Why are they in the Epstein story? Same thing. It's like it becomes this side issue, you know, that nobody, you know, anything that happens in the Trump White House, one word out of line and it's the biggest story in the world. But this stuff, nothing, you know. And is that because it's connected? Let's just take NXIVM for a minute. Are they phobic because it's connected to high-ranking Democrats.
First of all,
and let's talk about how it's connected exactly, not just say it's connected.
Okay.
I want to get call up the exact details about that. Maybe you could do that. So it's Kirsten Gillibrand and her. Give me a second. Her step.
Oh, the Hollywood Kirsten Gillibrand. What show was she on again?
Hold on one second. Let me just call this up.
She was.
No. I'm sorry.
You're talking the attorney.
Yeah. You're confusing Allison Mack. So Allison Mack is number two under Keith Raniere in this cult. God, they called him Vanguard. I mean,
yeah, that is cults, creepy. The whole thing is so creepy. But here, the other thing I want to talk about, which I think is very, very important, is
I'm just calling up the.
What is going on? I think you're right. I mean, what is going on, like, spiritually or in the ether or in the air?
Right, exactly.
That is fomenting, mm-hmm. that seems to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe the stuff, but it's been going on undercover. It's actually coming to the fore, which I think is good.
Yes.
Because people. And people are starting to realize how huge it is. Like the Catholic Church, I mean, they've been doing business for...
So people know about the Catholic Church. That's like palatable outrage about pedophilia and even, I would say, Satanism. But, okay, that's palatable. We know, Catholic Church, what comes up in our... And it's true. It's true, and it's coming up more and more.
I mean,
more.
I remember...
coming up, but people don't know where else is this going on besides the Catholic Church.
Well, now we have... now we're looking at Scientology.
Yes.
Okay. And then I remember... I mean, it goes on all over the place. I remember when I was working for CNN mm-hmm. a long time ago, was it CNN that I did this show? No, it was I was doing a show for one of the networks it was an update of, it was a look at American sexual landscape after the Kinsey report. It was a ridiculous, it was the lowest point of my career doing that show. It was awful.
Kinsey was a sadistic pedophile.
And really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know he was not a good man. But
he tortured children.
Oh God, he was an evil guy too. Okay, so anyway, it was with that model, that very famous model with the mole.
Oh, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford was the. Anyway, I had to my segment in it was called Hot Monogamy, and so, Jesus. It was awful, okay? But I learned something, and I'm getting to it. I had to interview this love doctor named Suzanne Lopez, a wonderful woman, Mexican woman. And she said to me, like in Mexico and some of these Latin American countries, what happens is when the mother gets too old, and undesirable and goes through menopause or whatever, then the father can turn to the daughter, And it's just like, it was a conversation where I was just like,
Wait, was she saying this is not such a big deal? Or
no, she no. was saying it. She was saying it. Because I was telling her, I'm from Haiti. And the one thing I know, like coming from Haiti, when I was, by the time when I hit 14, 15, all of a sudden, everybody...
you were supposed
people
to.
Were hitting on me,
yeah.
Like older guys,
child.
The parents of friends or whatever would be hitting on you. And so there's this,
oof.
This whole,
this,
it's awful. And,
right.
And I think for,
it's everywhere. It's in,
it is.
It's everywhere. I found what I was looking for about which Democrats, how are they connected to NXIVM? Sorry, I was away from the mic there. Okay, big league politics. Evidence shows how the NXIVM sex cult illegally raised money for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Little detail. How it counted Clinton friend Richard Mays and Kirsten Gillibrand's stepmother as active members and Gillibrand's father as an employee, and how the cult's ally, Chuck Schumer, was compromised by virtue of the cult possessing his financial records.
Remember when we were talking to Nick Bryant? That's who I was trying to remember. He wrote that book, The Franklin Scandal, the story of power brokers, child abuse, and betrayal, and he told us the whole story of...
Did you just say satanic child abuse? No.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
You keep hearing satanic. No, I'm not, you know, that you're talking about that. I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
I know.
But remember how he said,
no,
oh,
you
yeah.
just said it very quickly. I wasn't sure if you said, because a lot of those books,
no, it's
books,
the Franklin scandal. Sounds like satanic, I guess,
okay.
scandal. But anyway, he was talking about how with the Democrats, it was young girls, and with the Republicans, it was young boys. Remember when he talked about that?
Yeah,
there's this
weird
difference.
Actually, you did that show alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't hear him when
Spain.
He said that. Yeah, he said, yeah, you know, if you want to break it down along political lines... he was looking at the Franklin scandal. He was talking about, you know, his reporting in the Franklin scandal. If you could break it down along political lines, the Republicans go for young boys and the Democrats go for young girls.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, again...
All I'm saying is the Democrats.
What is it that's causing this?
Democrats are involved with a sex cult. I'm going to stop saying satanic. And the media is not making a big deal out of it. I mean, of course. So that goes without saying.
That's what I want to explore.
Forget making a big deal. They're barely covering it. It's like
in the rest of the time that we have is I want to explore why is it or how can it be changed that our courts, our law enforcement, our child protective
services—they're all in on it.
Oh, my God, they can't all be in on it. Celia, come on. It can't be. There have to be a few human beings out there, you know, who care and who want to protect these kids. I mean, I believe...
Yeah, and a lot of them turn up dead.
Let me just say this. I believe that if, first of all, I would encourage law enforcement who look at this and are aghast at watching their law enforcement and legal... You know, people in the law enforcement and legal professions and in the justice professions who are seeing this happen, I think they need to hold hands with their fellow like-minded colleagues to come forward and break that corruption. I mean, I always think when you're trying to break corruption,
mm-hmm.
holding hands with a group of people is the best and easiest way to do it, because then they can't attack you individually.
I got to tell you
something. In the justice system, you know, in the law enforcement system, that's how it has to be done.
Okay, so first of all, just to...
I feel like Miss Smarty Pants now.
Kirsten Gillibrand is an American attorney and politician serving as the junior United States Senator from New York since 2009, a member of the Democratic Party. She was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from 2007 to 2009. Okay, so that's who Kirsten Gillibrand is.
Well,
I was drawing a blank on exactly who she was, serving with Chuck
Schumer.
So
why is it that you're naming her right now?
Because we were talking about her before and we didn't get exactly who she was.
Yeah, but what were we saying about her before?
So her affiliation, she's the one who is most deeply implicated of the Democrats for in the NXIVM scandal, because her father and stepmother were, let me just see, I read it before. Okay, I'll get back to that in a minute.
Anyway, she had family members involved in the NXIVM cult?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You see, and the reason you don't know that is because, like, for example, I have in front of me the Daily News report. I'm going to hand you this newspaper. Tell me if it's in here. About the Gillibrand connection to NXIVM. Just look at it.
Okay. Meanwhile, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Are you going to tell our viewers something they haven't heard yet?
Wait, there was something I was going to get to. Oh, you were just talking about why the system doesn't crack down. But you are well aware, of course you are, of how many people have been murdered who have covered pedophilia is the most radioactive story anybody can cover.
But that's why I believe that it has to be
elite pedophilia. Let's call it what it is: elite pedophilia. Well, highest levels of government.
It's not just elite.
No, it's not just elite, but it's the elite pedophilia that gets people killed.
But well, yes, and that's the thing. As I say, I learned from my own experience, because when I published my book Into the Buzzsaw, mm-hmm. about what happened to me at CBS while I was trying to get the truth out on that crash, I thought, boy, if I just do a book and it's just Christina talking about her little story, I'm going to get fried and refried, and I'm going to be a crispy critter before I can say boo about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to hold hands with a bunch of people, and that's why I had about 18 contributors to that book.
Yeah, it was good. It's a great book, by the way. Everybody should read it.
Well, but the point being that because it wasn't just my story, but the stories of others that showed this pattern.
Right.
It worked. It worked. I was not, I didn't get fried under, relentless personal attack. And when we were attacked, there were a bunch of us there to mm-hmm. defend the work.
Right.
So again, I am encouraging people in law enforcement, people in the justice, in the courts, and in the whole justice system, mm-hmm. from high to low, who see this happening. And you know what? I don't care how scared you are. Dig down there and find your cojones and get out there and do something about this. I mean, we're talking about it. We're speaking about the unspeakable. And, we ask you to join us in your related field to get out there and do something, because we're killing our kids. We're killing them spiritually. We're killing them physically.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll never forget this friend of mine who's an undercover cop, retired now. He once said to me, he said, Christina, he said, you haven't seen evil until you have seen the prolapsed anus of an 8-month-old baby.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And the thought of it the evil out there. And you know what? These people know it's evil, because when they have an enemy that they want to go after, what do you think they do? They send them child pornography. And they say, oh, look, he's mm-hmm. got child pornography on his... that's right. How they bring them down. Even in prisons, okay? Who do they hate more than anybody, those prisoners? Murderers, people who have taken the law. They can't stand pedophiles. It's such a primal evil.
Right.
Bronfman
funneled thousands of dollars into Clinton's campaign coffers, far in excess of legal limits to contributions, to curry favor with the powerhouse political family. Approached her people. Other people said she would like to make a campaign contribution, but she couldn't make it above a certain amount. I keep coming back to this. Why? Parlato made it clear that Hillary Clinton was happy to accept the money from the NXIVM cult. Why isn't this a scandal in the media? Why is this okay? Why do the Democrats get away with everything? Why do they get away with everything?
What do you mean the Democrats? It's not just the Democrats. It's the elite of the country. And, the more they get away with, the more corrupt they become.
I think there's a left-wing bias in the mainstream media, and that's why this is happening. That's what I think. I'm speaking for myself.
Well, I don't know about left. I've heard this left-wing thing forever and a day, but I'm telling you, it's not left-wing.
It's elite, you're saying.
It's elite. Elite, above a certain level, left or right doesn't matter. It's just a stance that you take.
Okay, and, what's going on with the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, child trafficking, Haiti.
Oh, it goes all the way back to MENA. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Haitians, think that the Clintons stole a lot of their earthquake.
But Christina,
money.
If the Clintons aren't Democrats, then who are Democrats? Okay, so it has nothing
to
do with
them. Okay. I'm not saying they're not Democrats. Right. I'm just saying that they're, you know,
it doesn't matter that they're Democrats.
They're Republican, high level Republican elites as well. I mean, the Bush family, let's be clear.
Sure.
Has done,
but you agree
plenty.
That the media has never busted the Clinton Foundation or the Clinton.
Even the right wing media hasn't done much of
exactly.
it. To be honest, I mean, why? Because these mainstream, these, you know, what do they call them now? They don't call them traditional anymore. They call them legacy or something like that. Media. These are all run by huge business people, you mm-hmm. know, they're corporations, they're powerful corporations, and you know, that's they have a business model that they're protecting, and that, you know, and they pay off these you know, the Clintons are for sale. All those top elite politicians are for sale. I mean, have the Clintons ever built anything? I mean, literally built anything? No, they sell. They're influence peddlers. I mean, the Bushes, they were bankers and this and that. But, you know, again, it's about influence and it's about access to resources, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, the corruption is all there and they get away with it. I mean, look at the Iraq War is a war crime. Really, if you just look at it in stark legal terms.
Yes, I have to say something that's going to, okay.
And that's a Bush thing.
Now, you said, why don't we do anything about this? Are you aware, this is just yes or no, that under the Trump administration, there's been a great escalation of arrests of pedophiles, and I'm going to give an exact number. 1,500 pedophile arrests have been made nationally since Trump took office. He's making good on his pledge to use the full force and weight of the U.S. government to break up child sex trafficking rings and lock up sexual
predators.
What
was the number before? What was the number before?
Wait, 1,500? I'll tell you. The numbers are staggering when compared to the less than 400 sex trafficking-related arrests made in 2014, according to the FBI.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So we have to admit, I mean, when Trump does good stuff, that this is good.
Oh, Trump is good and bad.
There's something going on with our law enforcement agencies where there are good guys within that are saying enough with this pedophilia.
Well, that's
enough.
What I'm hoping.
But
I'm hoping they say enough with lots of different types of crimes, but this one in particular.
I think Trump doesn't like child trafficking and pedophilia. I think he really hates it.
Yeah, he just prefers to be abusive towards women.
Well,
people who are of age. Although he said some weird things about Ivanka. But that being said, if he goes after, if he has given a mandate to federal law enforcement to go after sex traffickers, hooray for him. I'm happy to hear it.
I think we're in the age of the beginning of, I can't say the end, that's too optimistic and unrealistic, but there is a war on child traffickers, pedophiles, organized pedophilia, including in Hollywood. What about Hollywood?
Yeah.
You know, all the normalization. What do you think about...
Boy, Weinstein's fallen off the radar. I mean, he won a couple of his cases. I don't know how that's going either.
I think Weinstein was limited hangout to not talk about the pedophilia story. Because they'd rather talk about... Sexual harassment is okay, and sexual predatory conduct
But the
is
whole a, Corey Feldman type stuff, you know, Corey Feldman coming out and with the gay mafia thing.
And his quote was... Pedophilia has been the biggest problem in Hollywood. And Hollywood runs our whole psyche is basically established by Hollywood. Not that all of us, you know, identify with it, but Hollywood might be more important to this country's esprit than who the president is or isn't. You know, so if
yeah, but Hollywood is owned and run by a big media companies too, and you know, so they control
right exactly that. So now we have the answer: why does the media not generate a psyop of outrage against pedophilia and child trafficking. So I think we, you know, we have the answer.
The thought of that is nauseating, that they just sit on all that. It's just nauseating. The whole thing is nauseating. My stomach hurts now.
I'm sorry. No. Pedophilia is being normalized. We're going to talk about this in future programs. There have been articles in Slate, the New York Times, many, many articles, and they're saying, here's what they're saying very clearly, pedophilia is not a pathology, not a disease. It's a sexual orientation. I'll show you. I'll print them out. You can do it on the next show if you want. We'll talk about this.
Support for the NAMBLA people?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the next thing that's going to happen is we're all going to be totally stigmatized and castigated for having any problem with pedophilia because now it's a sexual orientation. And they're going to tell us we're bigoted. And they said, not all pedophiles act on it. This
you
is
know
the
what?
New thing.
Here's the thing.
See, I follow this stuff, Christina.
Well, I understand. Look, okay. It may be a sexual orientation. It may be one that is developed after, you know, you have been powerless and you know, attacked and so on, you know, sexually, whatever. It may be. We have to wrap up.
We're out of time.
Okay, so listen, we're sorry that this is such a deep, dark subject that we've covered today, but we want you to know, and we want you to be vigilant, and we want you to be part of the solution. That's why we've done this. Now I'm going to go take care of my stomach ache.
We'll see you next week.